Good afternoon, and thank you all for joining us in Toronto for our financial community meeting. I hope you enjoyed visiting our Square One store, which is our largest store in Canada at just over 160,000 sq ft. I also want to extend a warm welcome to all of our online listeners this afternoon. I'm joined by other members of Target's executive team who will be speaking today: Tony Fisher, President of Target Canada; Kathy Tesija, Executive Vice President of Merchandising and Supply Chain; Casey Carl, President of Multichannel and Senior Vice President of Enterprise Strategy; Jeff Jones, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer; and John Mulligan, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. While you're likely familiar with Kathy, John, and me, for many of you, this will be the first time you've heard from Tony, Casey, and Jeff. I'm very excited for them to share their retail expertise and Target perspective with you today, and for you to see why I have such confidence in their leadership. Following today's formal remarks, we'll have time for your questions. As a reminder, any forward-looking statements that we make this afternoon are subject to risks and uncertainties, the most important of which are described in our SEC filings. Finally, in today's remarks, we refer to adjusted earnings per share, which is a non-GAAP financial measure. Our 2012 annual report, posted on our investor relations website, includes a reconciliation to our GAAP results. I'm happy to be here with you today to talk about the actions we're taking to generate strong performance in this challenging environment while innovating and evolving as an organization. To ensure we remain competitive in the consumer landscape and retail industry undergoing unprecedented change, this is the latest chapter. Excuse me. This is the latest chapter in more than 50 years of history in which this company has driven strong performance while reinventing itself to remain relevant with our guests. In fact, about 10 years ago, after I arrived at Target, we went through a massive transformation. Until that point, Walmart, Kmart, and Target were closely aligned in their strategic positioning. All three had grown beyond their home markets and were increasingly competing in overlapping trade areas. Walmart decided to focus primarily on supply chain efficiency and delivering the lowest prices on very broad assortments. At Target, we chose to move beyond price alone and focus on value by providing a more upscale, differentiated assortment in discretionary categories and a curated assortment of branded hard goods combined with a superior in-store experience and great prices. This new approach leveraged some of our core assets in our cultural DNA, including a department store heritage of fashion and trend merchandising, the ability to curate and edit assortments for our guests, expertise in global sourcing, and a fast, fun, and friendly team culture. Even though we were building on our strengths, this transformation required a big change in our culture and how we approached our core customers who became guests from that point onward. Today, Target is facing a transformation of similar or even greater magnitude. Our guests' daily activities and shopping habits are converging in dramatically new ways. Technology is changing nearly every aspect of consumers' lives. Work, shopping, entertainment, and communication are all happening simultaneously. This fundamental change in the way people live, research, and shop presents a compelling opportunity to gain market share. We fully recognize that we live in a multi-channel world, and we are firmly committed to being a multi-channel business. Given the ongoing backdrop of continued economic challenges and cautious consumer spending, gaining market share profitably has become even more important than ever. Today, we'll share details that will demonstrate why I'm confident that Target will thrive in this multi-channel landscape by leveraging on our core strengths and assets, building on strategies that are already working, developing new capabilities, changing our culture and how we interact with our guests, and finding new ways to grow profitably. Although we're already well into this journey, there's a long road ahead. Consistent with our history, we're intently focused on performing while transforming, thoughtfully managing our business and generating strong results today to fuel the changes we're making to ensure success over time. As we evolve, we'll continue to leverage our assets to compete in new ways, and our most powerful assets continue to be our team and our stores. The Target team has a proven track record of driving results while embracing change. This team has an outstanding ability to rally around priorities and treat every new goal as an opportunity to excel, and has a deep and unwavering commitment to our guests. Our stores are also a key asset for Target. They're in convenient, profitable locations because we've been disciplined about closing and relocating stores when necessary. Because we've continued to invest in our stores, most recently with our P-Fresh remodel program, they're in better physical condition than they've ever been. And they offer a highly relevant assortment of wants and needs as we've continually evolved our assortment, layout, and experience to meet changing guest preferences. Behind the scenes, we've invested in core assets that are key to our ability to provide value through a differentiated assortment. Our multifaceted product design and development and sourcing capabilities, which have been developed over decades, provide shorter lead times and the agility to respond quickly to changing trends and conditions. They allow Target to rapidly deliver high-quality products at a scale that drives down product costs. As a result, we offer a powerful combination of owned and exclusive brands. Like our stores, we're investing to build these brands and grow their penetration of sales over time. As we continue to leverage these assets, we expect in-store and digital sales of owned and exclusive brands to continue to grow faster than our total sales. Just as we plan to leverage key assets, we'll continue to pursue strategies that are sustaining our performance in a tough economic environment. Value is the essence of our Expect More, Pay Less brand promise, and today our value message is stronger than it's ever been. On nationally branded items, we continue to offer everyday pricing on par with the lowest priced competitors. And throughout our assortments, we offer additional ways for our guests to save on top of our everyday pricing through the weekly circular in the U.S., known as the Flyer here in Canada, Cartwheel, our new online coupon portal, our print, online, and holiday price match programs, which allow our guests to shop with confidence, and of course, our 5% Red Card and pharmacy rewards programs. When you add it all up, it's clear that Target offers unbeatable prices in the U.S. and now in Canada. Convenience is also a core facet of our brand, and in today's environment, we're investing and innovating to provide enhanced convenience across channels. We're building online and mobile capabilities like lists and wayfinding, investing in P-Fresh remodels to allow our guests to do more in one store, and flexing our format to reach urban guests with City Target. Fast, fun, and friendly service is a key differentiator. Today, we're enhancing the level of service in our stores by training our teams to go beyond answering basic navigation questions to offering solutions. We're enabling this change by making investments in technology to equip the team to solve problems quickly. This is a major cultural change in our stores, moving beyond an operational model to a service and sales orientation. We're punctuating this change by adding dedicated service to key areas in our stores, including beauty and baby. Our designer strategy has long been the most visible part of our Expect More side of our brand promise. Beginning with our first partnership nearly 15 years ago, we've been wowing guests with access to high-end designs at unbelievable Target prices. Since then, we've continued to raise the bar, bringing our collaborations to nearly every area of the store and getting the biggest names in fashion involved, like Missoni, Jason Wu, and Liberty of London. Many others have tried to copy us, but no one delivers these programs like we can. In addition, because we're known for delivering seasons like no one else, we'll continue to focus on providing guests with solution during key seasons, like back to school and back to college, and the upcoming holiday season. Finally, we're focused on continuing this company's long history of operational discipline. From in-stocks to seamless transitions to clean, bright, well-organized stores every hour of every day. As John will discuss in more detail, this discipline, combined with a returns-based approach to investing and returning cash through dividends and share repurchase, are the keys to delivering on our long-range financial goals. A theme you'll hear throughout the day will center on developing new capabilities for a multi-channel world. We know the importance of continually evolving to stay relevant and succeed. As a result, we're engaged in a wide range of efforts to transform our business. We're working with a large group of merchants through MCX to develop a consumer-focused mobile wallet that's convenient, safe, and widely accepted. We're tapping into new categories like streaming entertainment with Target Ticket, which Casey will address later. Recognizing the importance guests place on faster web-to-home delivery, we're ensuring we have the right systems and processes in place to create capacity in our supply chain to enable more flexible fulfillment. We're investing in small but strategic acquisitions like Chef's Catalog, CookingDocs.com, and DermStore that augment our digital content and capabilities while giving us access to brands we can grow both online and in stores. And our merchandising and service enhancements will allow our stores to be even better at closing the sale, whether it occurs in the stores or through the extended assortment we offer in our digital channels. To offer these new capabilities, our teams need to be flexible and quick to adapt to the changing expectations. We're moving to a more rapid test-and-learn approach to innovation in which we explicitly consider the trade-off between speed and perfection to drive change more rapidly. And we're building organizational agility to adjust quickly when needed. We're also becoming even more disciplined in prioritizing our investments in capital and expense, freeing up resources to invest in our most compelling opportunities. All of this goes hand in hand with having access to the right talent, both through hiring and through collaboration. We will accomplish this by hiring world-class talent with deep subject matter expertise to augment the capabilities throughout the company in areas like technology, digital, supply chain, data analytics, and loyalty. Leveraging our new innovation center in San Francisco, which allows us greater access to the technology talent in that area. And accessing the talent of a broad spectrum of leading companies in all spaces to advance our ability to connect with guests. We're developing relationships with organizations ranging from small startups to the world's biggest companies to bring leading-edge capabilities to Target. Our recent collaboration with Facebook to develop Cartwheel is an excellent example. Ultimately, all of the objectives I've outlined must lead to profitable growth. In this rapidly changing environment, we're finding new ways to grow profitably. For example, we're exploring new formats such as City Target. Now that we've opened 8 of these locations, we're learning from initial results to evaluate the opportunity to make this format even smaller. We're expanding our digital offering to reach guests in new ways. Digital sales, particularly in our high-margin discretionary categories, are already growing much faster than total sales, and we expect that trend to continue well into the future. Beyond digital capabilities, we're investing in flexible fulfillment, which presents a compelling growth opportunity to drive incremental sales through our existing store and distribution assets. And of course, as they mature, our newly opened Canadian stores will play a key role in our growth over the next 5 years. While initial sales in Canada have fallen well short of expectations, we remain very confident in the long-term potential of these assets. These are great locations in strong markets with demographics that are ideal for our strategy. And because we've invested to completely renovate them, these locations are outstanding physical assets as well. Given these strengths and the tactics we will deploy to drive shopping frequency, I am confident that we will reach our long-range financial goals in our Canadian segment. Tony and John will share additional details on our strategic, operational, and financial plans for the Canadian segment. While the time, strategy, and tactics are different, this company has successfully transformed before, and we will again. We'll succeed in this multi-channel transformation because we're leveraging what is already in our DNA, a strong focus on the guest, an ability to differentiate in smart ways that create excitement and provide value, expertise in curating assortments to combine the best national brands with a unique assortment of high-quality owned and exclusive brands, discipline in both execution of our strategy and investment decisions, and a smart, agile team that is focused on success. With these foundational strengths and an organizational commitment to innovation and learning, we are confident in our future and excited about our prospects in 2014 and beyond. Now, the rest of the team that has joined me here today will share additional details about these future plans.